lasting effort of the early part of his innings. He made his way up to 250. That was the next biggest landmark for him.
And what's going to be the response this time? This one is outside the line of first down. Heschel goes down to his left, but he's got through the gap, and he's going to go all the way to the boundary. Another milestone for Christopher Gay as he moves on to 250. His highest score in Test cricket. He's done a brilliant job for the West Indies. He's been there since the first ball that was bowled, and he was left alone by Wavell Hines, and he's done a marvelous job for the West Indies. He's now moved to 252, and the Windies have moved on again to now 415 for three. Wonderful job indeed.
The next thing he went by was 291, which was another big score belonging to Vivian Richards, which took him past the fifth highest individual scorer for the West Indies in Test match cricket. He's never scored a triple hundred. He's had a 200 before against New Zealand, and the triple was not far away. He was beginning to look tired by then, but it eventually came.
He turns it into the mid-wicket position, jumps and celebrates. This ball reaches 300, and what a batting accomplishment by this Jamaican. He holds the bat aloft, holds the helmet aloft as well, holds his arms in the air. He's celebrating what has been a monumental batting feat here at the Antigua Recreation Ground. He's been hugged by his captain, Sugarline Chandapal. Chris Gayle is unbeaten on 300, and the West Indies 489 for three.
Well, his 250, by the way, came up in 369 balls, but his 300 was 463 balls, 600 minutes, 34 fours and 3 sixes, and Cardi, that shows the difference in his batting today and reaching certain landmarks. It wasn't the crash bang wallop style.
He wanted to be more positive at the start of his innings, and with that, that's exactly what he did. Once that was out of the way, he then settled down and decided he wanted to bat. Out of the three 90s that he was in, this was the most nervous of all of the 90s. So to be 290 plus, what an achievement. And you look at the number of great bats in the West Indies have had over the years, not many can say they scored 300.
The faithful had turned up here at the Antigua Recreation Ground, a much better crowd than would have otherwise have been expected. And they were willing and willing and willing, Chris Gayle, to go on and get that 400. But alas, with a tall left-handed Jamaican, it was not to be. Van Becky away from a ball to Gayle. Oh, he gives him it, and he's got him. Gayle goes for 317. Van Becky picks up another wicket in this innings, but this one is the biggie. Caught by Graham Smith at Jet. He immediately goes to shake Gayle's hand of Graham Smith, the South African captain, and all the South Africans now go to Chris Gayle to shake his hand for a wonderful innings that has come to an end. 317, but no record in terms of the world individual status for Chris Gayle. That stays with Brian Lara, but a fantastic knock witnessed by those here at the Antigua Recreation Ground today. He goes with a score on 512 for four, and the West Indies players now come out to the balcony, come out onto the steps to welcome back Chris Gayle. A little wave, a disappointed wave of the bat to the double-decker stand. He gets a hug from a fan. Grady it is, in fact, who comes down to give him a hug. And Gayle now climbs the steps and enters the darkness of the players' pavilion to rest what I'm sure are very, very weary legs.
Very weary legs and weary body and brain, too. The fact that he fielded for 2 days, both in 31 overs, and then scoring 317. Very impressive knock. You might say that the pitch is flat, but it was flat for Brian Lara, for Wavell Hines, for Dina Ryan, but they couldn't score on it. So for Christopher Gayle, very impressive knock. He's always shown he has that potential of scoring big, and today was the day.
It certainly was. 483 balls he batted for, 37 fours and 3 sixes in his mammoth innings.
Yeah, first triple century, very proud of myself. Happy to get a triple century in any cricket at all. This is my first one. I'm really happy for that. I was looking forward to set up a milestone again, getting 400. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. I was trying to get as close as possible today, but these things do happen. I can't complain. I'm happy with what I finished with, so let's move on.
From a Western point of view, we have Richard 291, Lawrence Rose 302. The great teachers all, I mean, those are great batsmen.
Definitely, so you call two big names there, you know? Good to be among those run getters, up there with them, getting a triple century. Looking forward for the future, and hopefully things will get better from here on.
Could you struggle with mentally today if you find it hard to keep concentration going?
I remember at one stage it happened. I think it was just after lunch, I find myself lost a bit. Call for some water and try and cool down the system. And you know, that's the only time it really happened there. And try to lose a lot of focus right now. No, I didn't mention anything about an airplane.
Not when batting, but you didn't do anything last night, this morning.
No, actually, no one did mention any record to me at this point. I just went back and looked late as a piece.
Delivery that got here, were you trying to post it, or was it just a mistake or a good ball?
Well, to be honest, it was a mistake. Actually, I wasn't in the right position, right stance at that ball, when that ball delivered. But it caught me off guard, and, you know, these things that matter. So,
how do you think you should have got for such a long time? Is there anything
you can present to get to the Yeah, I mean, they take it down session by session, and, like, you know, normally 30 over the session. I try and get as close as possible. When it comes down to that time, you try and be as tight as possible. And let's build some there and take your time and back for the long stuff.
One of the questions yesterday was that Western batsmen seem not to focus enough to bat for long periods. You might have said a half hour, you just said that.
Oh, that's a long time, man. 10.5 hours, man. The experience is wonderful, you know, batting for that long period of time. Hopefully, when it's happening again, you know, at least you know you've been there and you know how to go about it now. And really know you can do it, so you just get the job done.